Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On the south side of the Treasury Building, the waterfront area of the Carenage is now a dull parking lot for cars. However, 70 years ago, it was a vibrant commercial space used by schooners and lighters to load and offload cargo. The report in the Barbados Advocate on this day, November 7, 1952, announced increased activity at the Carenage or waterfront as two schooners, the Gita M and the Marion Bellwolf, and a large new fishing vessel, the Restless, had arrived. Aside from the usual onlookers, droves of hand carts, donkey carts, and lorries converged on the area. According to the Advocate, they were all waiting their turn to draw their load of goods. The Marion Bellwolf brought 1,000 bags of rice, usually in short supply during this period, along with charcoal from British Guiana, while the Gita M arrived from Grenada laden with cotton and coconut oil. The increased activity was also the result of the arrival of a motor vessel from St. Lucia. Under the command of Captain J. Nielsen, the Darewood arrived from St. Lucia with fresh fruit and copra, creating much excitement among city hawkers, whose livelihood depended on this constant import of fruit. From Martinique, the 15-ton schooner Sunshine R, under the command of Captain Peters, came with general cargo consigned to the Barbados Import and Export Company. The Advocate also reported that in addition to the arrival of this precious cargo, there was great excitement at Fontibel Beach, where a large crowd had gathered to witness the launch of a new diesel-powered fishing vessel, the Restless, built by George Ferguson along with Chesterfield Gittings and Lionel Bennett. The vessel, built with pitch pine and mahogany timbers, was fitted with auxiliary tanks for fishing trips of up to 150 miles. There was no compromise on safety, as it was furnished with a compass, clock, barometer, and fire extinguishers. After its launch on Fontibel Beach, it was towed into the Carenage by another Ferguson-built vessel, Jezebel. In the words of Captain Ferguson, Restless would, quote, catch fish quickly and bring them to housewives as early as possible, end quote. The report in the Advocate of increased activity on the Carenage on this day, November 7th, 1952, was good news for Barbadians, who frequently endured long periods of food shortages.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.